This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
They make rods. We have a program where they build their rods, make their nets, they tie flies. So, and you know, we do teach them how to cast and everything. So it's and supply gear for them. It's totally free to the vets. I'm Richard Martin, program lead for Project Healing Waters in Redding. Project Healing Waters is to get disabled vets out in nature in a one-on-one scenario where they stop thinking about their difficulties and they're more in tune with what's going on at the present and they forget about the past. We have meetings every Monday. We discuss various aspects of fly fishing. Fly fishing is the heart of the program. Idea came from a retired military guy. He was in the hospital at Walter Reed, and he enjoyed fly fishing. He saw the guys laying around, you know, not being able to get out. And he thought, well, he'd take one or two out and take them fishing, and it just kind of evolved from there. There has to be a sponsoring club, which is Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, sponsors it. And then there has to be a VA organization in the local vicinity, you know, a hospital or an outpatient clinic. So the two can get together and sign an agreement with the National Project Clean Waters to form a local program. Currently, there are over 250 programs in the country, servicing over 7,500 vets. Locally, we have 48 veterans participating in the program, and we currently have from Red Bluff up to Etna, the Scott Valley area, and east as far as Shingletown. So, matter of fact, I just sent a report in the other day. We have 11 different zip codes represented in our local program. They're all over, so they can't make it all the time, but they can make it when they can. Getting the guys together, one-on-one or in a group, because there is a difference when vets are with vets and vets are with non-vets, because people have, you know, been through the same experiences, and it does make a difference to them. Age range, I have one Korean War vet down to Iraqi Afghanistan, so it's a wide range of ages. It's getting out in nature. The concentration on fly fishing, and it's just getting out of nature. Some guys will go fishing or go on a trip, and they will just kind of wander off and sit down, and they'll fish, but I mean, that isn't the purpose of the day for them, is to get out and just relax and enjoy. I've had guys tell me, God, I haven't been out of the apartment for 6 months or a year, and you know, this is great. And there are other vets there to help us, so, you know, help with them with their recovery. That is the biggest help, having other people there that have shared the same experiences, been through the same problems, and understand what's happening.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard about Project Healing Waters, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive editions at mynspr.org.